ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਰਾਗ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ। ਮੇਰਾ ਤਨ ਅਰ ਧਨ, ਮੇਰਾ ਰਾਜ ਰੂਪ ਮੈਂ ਦੇਸ, ਸੁੱਤ ਦਾਰਤਾ ਬੰਤਾ ਅਨੇਕ, ਬਹੁਤ ਰੰਗ ਅਰਵੇਸ, ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਨਾ ਵਸਈ, ਕਾਰਜ ਕਿਤੈ ਨਾ ਲੇਖ, ਮੇਰੇ ਮਨ ਹਰ ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਧਿਆਏ, ਕਰ ਸੰਗਤ ਨਿਤ ਸਾਧਕੀ, ਗੁਰ ਚਰਣੀ ਚਿਤ ਲਾਏ ਰਹਾਓ, ਨਾਮ ਨਿਧਾਨ ਧਿਆਈਐ, ਮਸਤਕ ਹੋਵੇ ਭਾਗ, ਕਾਰਜ ਸਭ ਸਵਾਰੀ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰ ਕੀ ਚਰਣੀ ਲਾਗ, ਹਉਮੈ ਰੋਗ ਭਰਮ ਕੱਟੀਐ, ਨਾ ਆਵੇ ਨਾ ਜਾਗ, ਕਰ ਸੰਗਤ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਧਕੀ, 68 ਤੀਰਥ ਨਾਓ, ਜੀਓ ਪ੍ਰਾਣ ਮਨ ਤਨ ਹਰੇ, ਸਾਚਾ ਇਹੋ ਸੁਭਾਓ, ਐਥੇ ਮਿਲਹਿ ਵਡਿਆਈਆਂ, ਦਰਗਹਿ ਪਾਵੇ ਥਾਉ, ਕਰੇ ਕਰਾਏ ਆਪ ਪ੍ਰਭ, ਸਭ ਕਿਛ ਤਿਸ ਹੀ ਹਾਥ, ਮਾਰ ਆਪੇ ਜੀਵਾਲ ਦਾ ਅੰਤਰ ਬਾਹਿਰ ਸਾਥ, ਨਾਨਕ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਸਰਨਾਗਤੀ, ਸਰਬ ਘਟਾ ਕੇ ਨਾਥ। ਵੀ ਆਰ ਆਰਡੀਨਰੀਲੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਨ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਓਨਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਔਰ ਸੈਲਫ ਆਈਡੈਂਟੀਫਿਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਦ ਆਬਜੈਕਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਪੀਪਲ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਪੈਸੇਜ ਰਿਮਾਈਂਡਸ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨਡੀਡ ਕੁਆਇਟ ਨੈਚੁਰਲ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਆਵਰ ਡਿਫਾਲਟ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ, ਐਂਡ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਮੇਕ ਦੀ ਅਸਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਬਾਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਈ ਵੈਲਥ, ਮਾਈ ਕਮਾਂਡ, my appearance, my place, mera tan ar tan, mera raj roop main des. And this is not all, we also have a sense of ownership of progeny, spouse, of desires aplenty, of many pleasures that entertain us, and ownership of dwellings and places. Sut dara banta anek bahut rang arves. It is these associations that really inform our persona. That's what makes up our identity. You add to these, to this identity, and it strengthens. Take away, and it shrinks. So this worldly identification, while natural, is commonplace and suggests an unexamined view of life. As the old dictum goes, an unexamined life is not worth living. And Gurbani here is giving us a similar caution. This is a self-perpetuating error in which we are all trapped. So what is it that is missing in this particular outlook that we have, where we identify with things and objects and people and relationships? Well, what is missing is ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਨਾ ਵਸਈ, ਕਾਰਜ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਾ ਲੇਖ। ਸੋ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਅਮਾਊਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਨਥਿੰਗ, ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਮੇਕ ਅ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ, ਕਾਰਜ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਾ ਲੇਖ, ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਹਰੀ ਨਾਮ ਹਿਰਦੇ, ਸੈਲਫ ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ, ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਰ ਸੈਲਫ। ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਹੈਵ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ, ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ego consciousness, and the point here is that we perpetuate this, and we know that this is shot through and through with worldly desires and delusions, so therefore it's hardly a reliable guide for finding a higher purpose in life. And without that higher purpose, Gurbani assures us that life indeed is a waste. So the advice for us, mere man, my mind, har har naam te aaye, let awareness of that creator self become your attention, draw it into your attention, pull it out. Kar sangat nit sad ki gur charni chit laaye, make the right association and practice gur wisdom with sincerity. So attach yourself to gur wisdom, assimilate it, keep the right company, meaning in other words, people on the same path as you are, which is Gurmat, And then what happens? That perfected awareness, as it gradually grows in you, will enlighten your intellect. Naam nidhan tyaye mastak hove paag. Hove paag is a fullness, a certain fullness, a redolence, light, if you will. And so actions that are now directed from this awareness always come to fruition. Karaj sab savariye gur ki charni laag. So in such a way, Gurbani tells us, the chronic affliction or short-sightedness of ego consciousness is taken away, it's cured. How mein rog pram katya na aave na jaag. Which means that you will not be condemned to repeating yourself over and over again. Na aave na jaag. So this is that self-perpetuating error that we talked about. And this new awareness will breathe, will awaken in your mind a new life. Jio pran man tan hare. And this, the actions stemming from this awareness are truly and genuinely attending to your self-interest, which is the true goal. Satcha iho swao. This is the swarth, the self-interest that you should be aiming for, namely an awakening of divine awareness within you. So we see that Gurmat really is demanding a radical paradigm that enables a superior wisdom with which we can see through the trap of material, of the material world, through which the ego's insular tendency, that is to divide things and separate things, is replaced by an outlook where everything, the world of opposites, is seen together and experienced together. So the wisdom of Gurmat eventually results in what is called sahaj, commonly translated as spontaneous or innate, although its etymology suggests born together, and that signifies an identity where the world of opposites, sargun and nirgun, the phenomenal and the noumenal, are really seen as one. And then the realization dawns that it is the prab, the self, the creator self, that is causing us to act. Everything is in its power. It is indeed the sole actor, and we are all acts that are being played out by this karta. And it is this karta that we want to develop an intimacy with. Kare karai aap prab sab kish is kiske this hi haath. With those thoughts, until the next time, Vaheguru Ji ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji ki Fateh.